This is Nico Medved, the men's basketball coach of the Colorado State Rams, and you're listening to The Hull Show on 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back into The Hull Show, powered by PDC Energy. Joining me now on our First Advantage hotline is Kevin Lytle. He is our CSU Rams insider from the Fort Collins, Colorado. And stay tuned at around 5 o'clock. We'll have Rams Weekly for you, where we're going to break into everything CSU. We got a little mix of basketball to talk about, football to talk about. Kevin, my man. Hey, CSU got the win over Nevada. That was great. But we're still dealing with players leaving the program. We heard about another one. You reported on it earlier, that defensive lineman Devin Phillips departing this week as well. Do we have Kevin? Are you there? Let's try calling him back and seeing if we could get him on the line. I know he's driving. I can hear he's driving, unless that's just him running, which is very fast. Kevin's going to talk to us about, well, obviously Isaiah Stevens, and then the CSU situation, CSU football situation. You know, at some point you just keep looking, and it's like, man, another guy has left the program. You know, at least a dozen scholarship players are known to have left the team this season. And then we just heard about Devin Phillips departing this program. And I thought we were done. I thought we were done hearing about it. Is it still just all boiled down to a bad season where they were just frustrated and they were told it was going to be better than it was, perhaps? I guess we'll find out. We do have Kevin on the line. Kevin Lytle of the Fort Collins, Colorado. And Kevin, we were just talking about another player. You reported on this with Devin Phillips departing from the Rams. Another player here. We're getting, I mean, there's a lot of players that have left this program.
Yeah, we're at like, I think it's a dozen now since the season started, which obviously is a huge number. And most of them are these veteran guys. And, you know, Jay Norvell's been pretty blunt on what he thinks about this. You know, guys that, you know, just don't seem fully committed to the program. And obviously every player has a different, you know, set of circumstances and reasons. So it's not just a blanket thing. Devin Phillips is kind of an odd one. You know, Jay Norvell said that Devin didn't even come see him and tell him he was leaving. He wow. was just gone. So there's some weird stories. I mean, some I've heard on the record, some I've heard off the record of some interesting departures, how it's happened. But I think what we're seeing is, again, just 5 years or so of kind of mediocrity and malaise and all these things. And you've just had, a lot of guys that, one way or another weren't fully in on, starting a new era and pushing forward with that. So yeah, you have a whole new roster, or maybe not new, but a lot of turnover. And the guys that are here have been pretty vocal this week of, you know, almost good riddance. Like, hey, if you didn't want to be here, then we're glad you're gone. We want to move forward.
So, Kevin, what changed for all these players? And again, some of these players came over from Nevada. I mean, was it a point where they thought, or maybe they were led to believe it was going to be a much better season, and then they see the results, and then they're frustrated, or stuff going on with the coaches as far as discussions and all that? Like, what can we kind of wrap this thing up in?
Yeah, I mean, the only one that came from Nevada leave is Melquan Stovall, which is just a weird situation. But overall, yeah, I think it's just, I say, a lot of guys that, don't seem fully in on helping start a rebuild. And, you know, some of them aren't even going to continue playing football, which, kind of tells you, where the commitment level is, which, again, is totally fine. I'm fine with kids saying they don't want to play football anymore. It's a hard thing to do. But yeah, you have a lot of guys, Norvell talked about yesterday, said, we have a lot of rules and, expectations and standards that need to be followed. And some guys kind of realize they don't really want to, follow all of them and deal with consequences if they don't. And so they moved on. So it's, I see some of both sides. If you're Jay Norvell, absolutely, you want to put in place all your stuff and get the roster how you want it. And if guys are kind of 1 foot in, 1 foot out, then yeah, I'd be happy they're gone. And I say for the, some of the guys that left, hey, you get a chance to, choose how you finish your college career. And I think that's okay too.
Yeah. And again, it's a good point because again, Stovall, but other than that, you know, you have guys that just stuck around. Hey, let's see how this plays out. Oh, it's not what we thought. It's fairly common in college football now. Guys don't see just that they don't sync up with the philosophy of the head coach. I mean, that is the norm now in college football.
Yeah, and like I say, most of the guys that have left are veterans, and for many of them, this is their third coaching staff. So you can understand, I mean, obviously leaving just guarantees more change, but you can understand why maybe just a change of scenery could be good for some guys, too. Of, you know, this program's been through a lot during their time period, so you can understand some of that as well. So it's just a weird situation. But like I say, the guys that are left, they seem pretty insistent that this is a better team and better locker room now.
We talked to Avery Morrow to start the show, Kevin, and I mean, that guy's like, he all but said he would run through a brick wall for Jay Norvell.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, he... When I talked to him in Reno after the game, he obviously had his big rushing day. He was literally blood all over him. He literally bled for this program in that game and was really passionate about it. And you could see, you know, that was the first time this year that this team has really shown big fight and scrappiness. And, yeah, there were obviously plenty of things, X's and O's, to clean up. But it's a good sign to see that once they kind of pared the roster down, that you got what appeared to be a very cohesive fight for each other type of mentality. The big test, are they going to do that again Saturday? It was easy to rally, you know, for Nevada and, you know, all the, you know, the noise and the talking Nevada done. It was easy to rally for that. Can you rally again, you know, this week for Utah State that, you know, yeah, there have been some dramatics, but it's not really a rivalry in any way.
Yeah, that's the thing. Can you rally the way you did against Nevada? Now the juice isn't there as much. But, well, they're going to have to do it with another starting quarterback, Kevin. Obviously, we know Clay is still out, but Coach Norvell announced a kind of a change at the starter, at least for this weekend.
Yeah, so Giles Pooler will come in. He's a big lefty, kind of a tall, stand-in-the-pocket type. This will be his first college start, his first call, you know, whatever the first pass will be his first college pass. He did briefly enter in the Michigan game, but didn't throw at all. But, yeah, he's a guy, you know, Braden Fowler, Nicolosi, you know, he was in partly because he has, you know, quick feet and can run around, and the O-line was struggling. But the O-line seems better, and Fowler, Nicolosi clearly was, you know, skittish, I guess, you know, kind of happy feet, throwing off his back foot. So the hope is that Giles can stand in the pocket and deliver that way because they have to get some stuff going. And they had some passes available last week that were just missed. You can't, you know, it's great that they won like that, but you can't win games scoring 3 points with inconsistency. So the hope for them is that Pooler will be able to do that. And it's a cool story. He's a kid, grew up in Fort Collins, actually a professor at CSU. I took her class.
Wow.
walked on to the program. I think Bobo and staff were going to offer him, but then they got fired. And so he didn't get an offer, you know, from the Dazio staff. They did walk on, and basically when Norvell and crew came in, he proved himself to them and is one of the reasons they didn't bring in a veteran because they thought Giles would be a solid backup. So a local kid getting his chance. I need to look. I don't know the last time a Fort Collins kid played at quarterback for CSU. Probably C.J. Leonard. He was never really a consistent starter, but it's pretty rare that a local kid plays quarterback for the Rams.
Yeah, that is kind of rare. And again, it'll be kind of neat for him to see what he can do this weekend. Kevin, rough news on the basketball side of things. You posted the story. You wrote the story up about Isaiah Stevens. Talk to us about that. How long can we expect him out?
It just sucks. I mean, just from the human side, first off, Isaiah, you know, everyone around that program knows Isaiah, as good a basketball player as he is, he's even more likable as a human being. You just hate to see it. And he is probably the most competitive person I've covered, I could argue. I'm actually planning to do a story. I'll have to put on hold for a while of his teammates telling some stories about his competitiveness because he is off the charts. Kind of foot injury, surgery. You know, CSU calls it an indefinite period, but not season ending. Basically, I think the new year is your best hope, you know, so basically start a conference play, and even that might be a little optimistic, so we'll see. Hopefully and come back, you know, for CSU it's just throws a huge wrench in the entire season. He was, you know, the linchpin of that team, so They're going to have to scramble together. You know, I don't even know what they're going to do at point guard. Probably a combo of Baylor Hebb and the freshman Tavi Jackson. So we'll see. I guess your hope, I mean, obviously you hope that it's still a talented team, so they'll be able to win some games. But you hope they can kind of tread water until Isaiah comes back and then really make a surge late in the season, you know, if we're looking at it really big picture.
Well, and Kevin, we already were wondering what this team was going to be able to do to follow up their trip to March Madness last year without David Roddy. So that was already kind of a big discussion. Okay, well, it's Isaiah's team. He's got to be the leader. He's got to take this one. So that's rough. I mean, you're starting your season off without both of those guys. Obviously, we know Roddy's probably going to do some cool things in the NBA, but that was a tough blow for Rams fans.
Yeah, I mean, you go from, you know, in whatever, April, the idea, you know, at that point, I think a lot of people, probably including David, thought that he would be back next year. So at that point, you're thinking, you know, Roddy and Stevens back for another ride. You know, that's a potential top 15 type of team, legitimately that good. And then Roddy goes to the NBA, which obviously is awesome there. You know, that's no sadness, but it's really cool. And now Isaiah gets hurt, and it's just totally changed the scope of the season. You just really hate to see it. I mean, CCU's actually been pretty healthy, and now you get, you know, the worst injury you could possibly have, and then throw in Jacob Jensen, who is kind of an X factor this season, and he's out as well. And just a really rough start to the season, and, you know, we're still 3 weeks away from it. I guess the positive shine I'll put on it is, like I say, I still think the roster is talented. And I still think Nico Medved and his staff are really good coaches. So they're going to find a way to be competitive. It's not like CSU is going to go, you know, 0 for the season until Isaiah comes back.
Yeah. Now we'll see what happens, man. Certainly looking forward to our discussion on Rams Weekly. We can dive into all things CSU football, preview Utah State a little bit. Maybe we'll throw a dash of some basketball talk in there, too. So looking forward to that, man.
Yeah, I mean, it's getting to be that time of year anyway, so might as well throw some hoops in. But yeah, there's plenty to talk about. There's just a lot going on in CSU land right now.
No question. Kevin Lytle of the Fort Collins, Coloradoan. Appreciate him as always. And yeah, we'll have Rams Weekly coming up at 5 o'clock today, which will lead you right into our Preps Thursday night football game. So we're looking forward to that one as well. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy, a Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Clark Johnson and Bruce Dick for Clark and their coach. Weekdays at 10 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.